2007 was a very good year for Alaska businesses, so much so that for the first time ever, the Alaska Business Monthly's annual 49er Awards showed two state-based businesses crossing the $1 billion mark in gross revenues. KSKA's Len Anderson attended Monday's ceremony.
For two dozen years, Alaska Business Monthly's October issue has honored the state's top grossing businesses. To qualify, a business has to be over 51% Alaska-owned and headquartered in the state. Dave Stroh, co-host for the ceremony held at the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce's Monday luncheon, pointed out the companies also had to meet an ever-rising revenue challenge.
Last year, the entry level was $35.5 million. But this year's number 49, Ken Brady Construction Company, needed to post $43 million.
The two top positions for the first time were both held by a pair of Alaska companies that had risen above the $1 billion mark. Number two was the Bristol Bay Native Corporation, which experienced an over 30% revenue increase in 2007. Arctic Slope Regional Corporation continued its 18-year first-place run, with the last 5 years at over $1 billion. But as Alaska Business Monthly's Vice President Jim Martin noted, ASRC was now pushing closer to a new historic revenue level.
This year, with nearly an 8% increase in gross revenues, ASRC has advanced to $1,834 million. And President and CEO Roberta Quintavelle can see the ever-increasing possibilities of the next higher billion-dollar watermark.
Nana Development Corporation was the third-place 49er with 2007 revenues of $975 million. This year's top five were all Alaska Native corporations, as were eight of the first 10. The exceptions to the Alaska Native dominance were Linden Incorporated, which was sixth, and 10th place Chugach Electric Association. Altogether, the 49er companies have some 23,000 Alaskans on their collective payrolls, plus thousands of other employees outside the state and country. Their 49 combined gross revenues totaled just under $11.8 billion. According to Martin, not everyone posted a better year in 2007 than in 2006.
Of the 49 companies, 39 reported an increase in gross revenues last year, and only 10 experienced a slight decline. 10 49ers tallied a better than 50% growth last year.
EAC Corporation's gross revenues showed a 140% increase. Tetitlik Corporation was over 75%, with Ken Brady Construction and Frontier Alaska both above 70%. Editor Debbie Cutler has worked on the last 11 Alaska Business Monthly 49er lists. Cutler is not certain what the turbulent economic situation of 2008 will produce.
I can't predict what next year will bring, the stock market, the financial bailout. I mean, I don't know how it's going to impact Alaska, though I think eventually it'll catch up to Alaska, and eventually we will have to tighten our belts, and we will have to just be a little more cautious so our economy stays as strong and stable as it is.
Those negative impacts may already be showing. Peninsula Airways, Penn Air, ranked 35th on this latest 49er list. Late last week, Penn Air announced it had laid off 15 pilots and parked three of its turboprop planes as the company tries to reduce the impact of high fuel costs. A spokesman says the airline is some $6 million over budget. According to its 49er description, last year Penn Air listed gross revenues of just over $70 million. Again, the top 49er list is published in the October issue of Alaska Business Monthly. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.